Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Jason Stein, Training and Education Leader, and Jim Buffington, Advisory Services Leader from Intuit. Welcome, Jason and Jim.
Thank you, Della. We're glad to be here.
Yes.
Well, I would like for you to share a little bit about yourself and Intuit with our audience today, please.
Sure. I'll go first since you mentioned me first. Hi, everyone. Jason Stein here. I lead the training and education for the tax and accounting profession here at Intuit, as Della mentioned. This includes, you know, delivering training on our products, but also working across the profession and with smart folks like yourself and Jim to produce thought leadership and training and education that helps with more than just solutions, but also mindset and skills and workflow and everything that we need help with in our profession, especially now in today's world. And I've been around about 20 years. So just, you know, been in the profession for a good amount of time and love doing it.
Jim Buffington, I'm a CPA, did practice public accounting for about a dozen years as a partner in an East Texas firm before joining Intuit 18 years ago. And here at Intuit, I lead advisory services, and my passion is really helping traditional firms transform to lead with advisory services. Our mission at Intuit is powering prosperity for businesses and families around the world, and we do that through our expert advisors, CPAs, that are listening on this podcast. So my passion is really helping them lead with those advisory services and here at Intuit. I also lead our customer council as well as do some education as well as help our product teams here at Intuit.
That's wonderful. Both of you are in the education area in regards to wanting to help CPA firms be successful in moving forward in this 2020 phase of technology that we're all embracing this year. So thank you for doing that. So I wanted to just chat a little bit today about our upcoming Digital CPA conference and relate to everyone. It's going to be a virtual event. What we do is bring together individuals in the profession to share practical strategies and applications to develop future-ready firms. That's the reason we have you as our guest today. So Jason, would you share how Intuit would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Accounting professionals, tax and accounting professionals are critical. I mean, critical to the success of, you know, small business, mid-sized business, large businesses, consumers and families. And they are, you know, stated across the company as a key partner in helping us make the impact on the world that we want to make at Intuit. Sure, like I mentioned, we have, you know, products and services and education that we provide out there, but really that's all in service to enabling tax and accounting professionals to serve their clients in really meaningful ways. And that's why we're here, right? We're here to help, you know, see these businesses succeed and grow and flourish and thrive. And I'm always inspired when I get an opportunity to chat with folks that are, you know, they're doing it with their clients and making a meaningful impact in their lives, helping them achieve their dreams. It's just, that's what gets me up in the morning every day. And I think that what you guys are doing with, you know, digital CPA is important because education is, you know, one of the foundational things that we need to invest in order to accomplish these goals and to be successful. You know, the processes and the procedures get the work done, but it's important that, you know, we're constantly evolving and we're going to see a trend of, you know, increased innovation with the tools and software and solutions that we're able to take advantage of to gain efficiencies. I think automation is critically important to take advantage of those technologies so that you can free yourself to focus on those things that are important.
So what would you say is one of the most challenging areas for the profession right now?
too much work. Right. It's just, there is too much to do. And so that's why I think, you know, I touched on automation. That's one of the key focus areas that I would encourage people to think about, you know, and it's a bigger story, right? And we don't have time to get into all that, but you've got to be able to step back and take a look at what you're doing, what's important to you as a firm, build your vision, strategy, set goals and plans. And then as part of that, automate this work that can be done so that you're able to transition into these advisory services that Jim will talk about more. I'm sure that's really what the clients are looking for. I think the other thing that I see when it comes to adoption of these technologies is a lot of firms trying to fit legacy workflows into cloud technologies. And it's something that people struggle with, and then they find themselves frustrated with the process. There's, you know, their staff is frustrated, they're frustrated with the solutions. And really it starts with the solution is designed, especially cloud solutions, they're designed in a very, very different way. They're specifically there to change the way that we think about these workflows. And so when you're looking at building in automation and leveraging these technologies, you know, really encourage you to think about how that would modify your workflows within the firm so that you're taking full advantage of the power that's available to you. Whereas if you try to fit it into a legacy workflow, and I know that's hard because they're so well established and so long established, but you'll find that you'll really reap the benefits of what you're trying to do by flexing not only to the software that you take advantage of, the solutions you take advantage of, but also the workflows that might change as a result.
Very good points. Yeah. And I was just going to say, Jim, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I think just to build on what Jason was saying, our firms are so busy today, and there's so much work. And then, you know, when we have legislation that interrupts tax season and dumps more work on top of our pros, we tend to reacting to the market, our clients, the legislation, instead of thinking proactively about transforming our firms to really strategically define what we want our firms to be. And so it's hard when you're maxed out to create that capacity to change your firm or transform your firm. And what we find is we've kind of identified three key pillars from firms, from leading firms who are on that journey to transform their practice. And it kind of begins with first updating their services to lead with planning and advisory services instead of leaning so much on the traditional compliance services, the tax, the financial statements, the payroll stuff, and focus more on communicating tax saving strategies and the savings associated with those. Focus on business coaching, focus on forward-looking cash flow forecasts, more of the advisory work. You still do the compliance, but leading with advisory really changes the work that they do and the focus for all the team members. Second thing we find firms that are on that journey to transform their practice is they update their workflow to leverage cloud technology, as Jason was saying, to automate more of that repetitive work and create capacity in their team to deliver higher value advisory services. To have those conversations every month with their client instead of just delivering a report that probably isn't read. And what we find is the younger generation of CPAs, the up and coming early career folks, they love this. They love making a difference with firms. They love helping improve their workflow to automate more of the work. And then the third thing that we see is that firms are updating their business model to value and sell their expertise instead of selling time like traditional firms do. And when they do that, they're really setting themselves up to scale much better, to standardize their services, to standardize their tech stack and their workflow, and scale their very limited resources of their team to deliver much more value, much more expertise, really educate and power prosperity for their business clients along the way. So those are kind of the three key pillars that we find from firms who are successfully on that journey to transform their practices.
Yeah, perfectly stated, Jim. And I would also just build on your point about pricing and you know, billing services and the business model around that, right? Everybody in the profession's been an advisor, right? I'm using my finger quotes, we've been an advisor for 20, 30 years. This isn't a new concept, but it's really about restructuring the business model to lead with those services. And firms that are still leaning on hourly billing models, that structure in and of itself doesn't set the stage. It flies in the face of trying to do the things that free the team members up and cultivate or drive a culture that is enabling the firm to cultivate successful businesses instead of producing tax returns or clean books. That's still necessary, like you said, but it's just the door in. It's not the real value that tax and accounting pros have to offer.
Well, you truly are touching on aspects of what the digital CPA community is looking for, especially when they come to the conference and they're looking, you know, for support and that whole change management. Because our theme this year is acceleration of change, which we are definitely all part of. And what's important when we have our participants and our speakers and the vendors, sponsors, everybody that's participating is that it's this huge presence of knowledge in this one space and being able to bring experience and insights forward, just like you guys were both sharing, so that it helps set what's next now. Because we all have that question in our head right now. And you all touched on that whole driving transformation of practice areas. We also have two other focus areas of the conference. It's the introducing emerging technologies and leading innovation and research. But the improvement of process and workflow and what you had mentioned, Jim, in scaling resources, that's huge as well. Have other thoughts you wanted to share?
Client accounting services is the foundation of delivering advisory services, which really helps businesses reach their goals and power prosperity. But too often with the traditional firms, they stop at just delivering financials, just delivering the reports, because they think that's their value, and then they feel like, you know, they're constrained, that they can't invoice or bill more. And so they stop at the minimum, and so it becomes a low margin opportunity there. And the higher value is really the insights and the stories and decisions that come from real-time accounting that help the business make decisions and reach their goals. And Intuit, what we've found in our research is that small businesses who are connected to an accounting professional and engaging with them on a regular basis are more likely to be financially stable, more creditworthy, and twice as likely to succeed as businesses not connected to an accounting professional. So for us at Intuit, when we talk about powering prosperity, we do that really through two things. Through a platform of services like QuickBooks Online and Payroll and Tax Online that help automate a lot of the work, and by matching businesses with expert advisors. That is so key in order to help businesses be successful. And in that platform, and I think what we've seen is there's a couple of really big trends this year. First of all, platforms are really the new office workspace. As the trends towards remote work and remote service delivery accelerated during the pandemic, more firms are evaluating their technology and their workflows to automate that tedious work so that they do have the capacity to deliver advisory services. And what we find is that accountants using QuickBooks automation actually use three times the automation that the small businesses do when they're not connected to an accountant. So really key, and again, our accountants are so good at education and staying up to date, because when you're on these platforms, it's not like an annual release of software. things are changing constantly. So they're great at staying current on Pro Advisor education and learning about new automation, new features. For instance, the bookkeeping review checklist uses AI, artificial intelligence, to scan transactions and identify items for the expert to review and clean up, saving hours of time assessing the books and then cleaning them up. Exciting to see the CAS department being engaged in economic stimulus advising, which has huge ROI for this year. So they are not just bookkeepers anymore. They are at the core of delivering needed stimulus for these businesses and then helping them get those things forgiven in certain cases, or managing through payroll credits, like the employee retention credit that was automated through payroll. Being able to deliver those kind of value adds for businesses through CAS is huge. Now, let me just say to everybody out there, don't stop as if this is a one-year activity. Don't just react to the economic stimulus advising opportunity that Congress gave us this year. Keep going with it. And that's what we find leading firms do. They're proactively building advisory into every one of their CAS engagements. And that is forward-looking and proactive moving forward.
Lots of firms are rethinking about, you know, how they get the work done. And we've known for years that there's been a crisis in staffing in our profession. You know, there was a stat thrown around years ago of every two people that leave, one comes in. So our people that can serve businesses, is the pool is shrinking. And I think there's a couple of opportunities that's important to call out as it relates to the things that you just touched on. One is, think beyond your own backyard when it comes to talent. The world is your oyster. With a remote environment and with everyone being plunged into it, we are all better equipped to serve in this type of an environment. And many firms are even saying that they're expecting, you know, 10 to 20% of their firms, if not more, to be remote workforce. And then, and then that also then moves on to skills and talent. So, you know, focusing on people who are proficient in QuickBooks and detail-oriented sort of skill sets, while those are important things, you really want to be thinking about skills and talent that are going to contribute to your firm's ability to cultivate successful businesses, to work with clients in these more coach types of roles. And data insights is another that you're going to want to be investing in. People who can analysts who can take the information from the financials paired with a great coach and serve these clients in really different ways.
I agree. I mean, we actually saw that happening towards the end of 2019, moving into 2020. It's definitely escalated throughout 2020, and it's only going to continue to grow and strengthen in that coach and data analyst areas that are really needed for the firms to be working with their customers. So I totally agree with that. Jim, were you going to mention anything else?
Our recent research that we just completed here this last month was really identifying that we're at the dawn of a new generation of businesses who are going to be the clients for the next decade or two, and they're behaving differently from our legacy clients. Our research uncovered that 87% of businesses that are going to open in the next 12 months will be online primarily, or a combination of online, offline. 87% are starting their business online. That's huge. And so our profession needs to be ready to support them and enable them in those workflows, connecting e-commerce platforms like Shopify and Amazon and plugging into those mega platforms and opening up geographies that perhaps we weren't really, really strong at, didn't have the muscle when we had mostly legacy clients that were online, but not, you know, it wasn't their primary method. So something to really think about as we're looking forward to that next generation of clients. And there are going to be a lot of new businesses that emerge from this downturn as we are the economy recovers.
Yes, And we are hoping for success with them as well. So Jason and Jim, any last thoughts today to share with our audience?
I love what you said, Jim, that this is the dawn of the new kind of business that we're going to be serving going into the future. I think that is spot on. There's also a lot of really upside. Crisis breeds innovation. And one of the other stats that I took away from that study, Jim, was 72% of prospective business owners are optimistic about the prospects for small business over the next 12 months. People are seeing this as an opportunity and this profession as an opportunity, and they're going to need your help. They're going to need your help with business planning and goal setting and forecasting, and then, you know, just helping them get the stuff off the ground, transition. And they know it. Businesses know it.
This is as good a time as any to really invest in your team and your staff and your firm and set the direction for the future. Our profession is great about education and learning, and there are plenty of resources out there, including this digital CPA conference, to learn how to transform your firm, learn how to automate more of that repetitive work so that you can lead with the advisory work that really helps power prosperity going forward. And engage those young folks in your firm, those early career. They're great at helping drive change, at implementing new technologies. Pick some areas that you really want to focus on. As Jason mentioned, these new businesses starting up, they need business plans. They need real plans written up. Learn how to use applications like LivePlan that can help deliver a strategic plan and keep them on track. Learn how to automate a lot of the tedious workflow so that you have the time and the capacity to put your team and scale your team towards higher value things with your clients. They want to have those conversations with your practice. So it's never, you know, we never seem to have enough time, but you know, this is a great time in the very brief window of downtime that we have. So thank you, Della, for the opportunity to be here today.
Very much.
Yeah. So thank you both, Jason and Jim, for joining us today. I really appreciate your time and insight.